Like that's your first reserve game of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Been a wee while since the last one. Better today? Better result?
Aye, better result. It was overall, you know, I felt towards the end of last year we were very leggy, looked a bit like we needed a rest towards the end of the 2019 season. And that's no excuse, we just looked like we'd, you know, needed to go away for 2 or 3 weeks as a group and, you know, regroup with a lot of bugs lying around, flus and whatever. We're struggling. But I think today, you know, against a very, very good Dundee United team, I thought they did really well. I never told them that I was happy with them. I was when I reflect, because the stuff we've been working on the last 2 or 3 weeks, and what Gaz has did with the boys as well over a, you know, 3 week period in terms of their loading, the look at a difference in Lucas Berry and how he played, you know, and the distance Lucas Berry done yesterday in training and how he played today, you know, it's just he's came on another notch again, which is pleasing. But I think what we worked on with the lines, you know, just staying connected and squeezing the game and staying narrow and forcing wide was very good. And the energy levels were, and that's what I'm saying, you guys should be absolutely knackered every time you come out off the pitch. I look at George Robertson there, he's like a wee, you know, drowned dog, he's absolutely, you know.
Took a few knocks.
Oh, he was all over the pitch. And that's what you want and that's what you expect. And that's, you know, that's the opportunity that these guys are going to have to take if they want to ever get the chance to get in the first team. They have to do more in reserve games. They've got to work their hardest. They've got to, you know, maximise everything they've got. And I felt today we got more than what we've had out of them all season. I go back to the Celtic game at the start of the season, the work ethic that game. You know, today, what they did today was probably up there with that. You know, just how they work. But, I mean, we're giving away loads. You know, with the experience that Dundee United had, it was great for them. As I said to them at half time, you will learn more from this game than any other session I could put on. I can't replicate that. We can shift from side to side, we can, you know, move forward, we can communicate, but in terms of balls in behind and running back and chasing Louis Appert and, you know, Osman Sow, you know, these type of boys was great for the two, well, for Gregor Jordan and especially Miller Fenton being younger. And they're giving up a wealthy experience in it. But it was good. I mean, they stuck to their task really well. And, you know, Dundee United could have maybe won by more. But we could have scored a couple of the first half on the counter. But I was pleased. You know, we could have done better in possession of the ball, which was tough. You know, when you get caught trying to play out, speedy play was a lot slower than what they had, given obviously the age gap. But, you know, that's the things they've got to do. You've got to move the ball quicker. They've got to be brave in certain situations, you know, and understand, you know, being pressed and how hard you're being pressed. But when we broke that press and got a little bit higher up the pitch, we actually did quite well. We did quite well, and I was happy with that. They showed a little bit of composure, and, you know, I don't think we're ever going to win the game. If I reflect and look back, you know, before the game, we were never going to win it, but it was just, you know, How hard could we work and how well could we maintain our shape? And I thought we did that really well.
And next up is Morton, who, you know, turned you over the last time, and you probably want to get one back on them next week.
I mean, it's like that. You know, last year I think John Sutton was saying that, you know, we'd done them over last year, they'd done us over there. It was a marvel how much we lost that game. We had three or four guys struggling with a flu bug. I think one of the players was sick at half time, had diarrhoea, whatever. We had to put him out the second half. He was suffered, and there was two or three boys off after that game. But I mean, that's, you know, that's the commitment that the guys are showing. They want to play, but as I said before, the games came at the wrong time for us. We were patching up a little bit, and as a younger group, they're going to lose games, you know, and they're going to lose games quite heavily sometime. I just find that hard to accept. I do. I find it hard when you lose 6-1. It's just a tough. As a coach, you know, you never want to lose like that, but it's, you know, sometimes they're going to have bad games and then they're going to kick on again. You know, I'm delighted that young Aaron Arnott came on with 20 minutes to go, and or maybe more, and did quite well, and did really well, you know, and he's a player, obviously, there's two or three players there we're looking at for next season with younger groups, so it puts them out of their comfort zone rather than playing with five elite. They're coming out of reserve game, they're playing against experienced players, and it shows a different side of them, and it was, no, it's good to see.
got to ask you, the number 8, named as a trialist, was he just a young boy?
Or? Well, Scotty came in a few weeks ago. He played in a game against Alloa. He organised maybe a 04, 03 and some 02 game. So we're talking U16s,
right.
U17 game. And I have to look at what's coming in for next season. So we organised a game against Alloa. He played, came in from Celtic. I think he's been released from Celtic now. So, you know, he did really well that night. Mm-hmm. And it was good to see him again today. He's been in training with the boys this last week. But I'll tell you, he's from Bells Hill, the kid. He's energy, he's appetite. You know, he's got that hardened mentality, which I quite like. And he's a good listener. He's got a great left foot as well. I like balancing my teams, you know, with a left-footed centre-back, left-footed left-back today. You know, we had a couple of left-footed players in the middle of the park, which was great, and it gave us a little bit more balance than what we're used to. But good player, a player I like, but there's, you know, many players I like there who aren't signed, that we've got our eye on for next year, and it's keeping a hold of them, you know, and trying to progress them over the next 4 or 5 months to make them right. But overall, I can't really... The goals I'm disappointed with today, the two of them, the first one, maybe we could have done better stopping the cross, but certainly the next two, from a goalkeeping point of view, could probably a little bit better. But, you know, as you say, it's one of these games I'll learn from.
Until next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much, Craig.